African Storyteller is the podcast that showcases the storytellers behind Africa's leading broadcast productions. From film and TV to sports and the arts, join us as we go behind the scenes to tell the stories of these content creators. Every year, a small town with scarcely over 80,000 residents puts on a spectacle that few others on this continent, perhaps even the world, have managed to replicate. In true David meets Goliath style, the National Arts Festival attracts more than 200,000 visitors to more than 2,000 performances on a program of more than 600 events. 2019 marks the 45th anniversary of the festival in the small city of Makanda, formerly known as Grahamstown. I am Zoma Moloi, and in this episode, the African Storyteller team takes you on a road trip to and through the National Arts Festival in Makanda. Think of this as your own backstage pass to the biggest arts festival on the continent. This is From the Fringes to Center Stage.
When I first started coming to this festival 16 years ago, I was very young and I was on the fringe. My first show was at 10 o'clock at night. And I had two audience members. And when we did the curtain call, both members were asleep.
Once upon a time, there was a young girl from Port Elizabeth who had a big dream of telling her story on stage to thousands of people. Nobesuthu Rai, that young girl performing her first show to the two sleeping spectators, has come a long way since then. Her dream of putting on a show for thousands has come true, in a different way. 2 days into the 2019 festival, the former acting executive producer of the National Arts Festival stepped into a new role of her own, that of executive producer.
I was born in PE, so I never went to any affluent school growing up. I went to Lukanyo Creche, and then I went to Sivuiseni Intermediate School, and then Kwama Kaki High School. So the neighborhood that I was born in is a neighborhood where it had your professionals, people who are doctors, lawyers, you know, like your working class. But unfortunately, my parents could not afford for me to go to the affluent schools. So there were quite a number of things that set me apart. For an example, a simple thing, they would say they've got CV's Day, and I didn't know what that was because at my school we had American Day. And it basically meant the same thing. And they would talk about swimming lessons, and I wouldn't understand, do you have a swimming pool inside your school? Or do you actually go to a communal swimming pool? They would talk about a tuck shop, and we had the mamas selling fat cakes and all of that sitting there on the floor. So those things set me apart. I couldn't really relate with what they were talking about, and they would carry those big bags because they do what? Soccer, rugby, cricket, hockey, and I never had any of that. But the one thing that was common, it was performing arts.
She's right. The performing arts is for everyone, though that may not always have been the case. The arts are the great equalizer, especially in Makanda. This is a place where the arts unites young and old, affluent and under-resourced, all tribes and tongues. Walking down the iconic Somerset Street is like walking through a visual candy store. Just turn to your left, and there are artworks by acclaimed Bernie Searle, flanked by Rhodes University fine arts students. Look right, and you can choose between a roadside mime or a midday comedy show. Keep walking straight, and be treated to a traditional dance group putting on a rhythmic display. Your biggest problem? Not having enough time to taste it all.
I think what makes the festival fresh every year is when you pick up the program and you look at the works that we present. Because every single year there's 600-700 productions, and each one has its own flavor, and it comes from the heart and soul of an artist who's carefully thought about it and planned it and rehearsed it and thought it through, and they thought, how am I going to tell my story? And you have 600 or 700 productions on the program that is just a range of artists telling their stories, and that's what keeps it fresh. Because every year the artists change, the stories change, the way that they tell their stories change, and that's what gives the festival its energy.
Tony Lancaster is the CEO of the NAF. His theory is that were you to see every single show, exhibition, or workshop on offer, you'd need a good 6 months at your disposal. Tony likens the Arts Fest to setting up a party. You put up balloons, get everything ready, and hope that people come. And hope they'll have a good time. If there's one thing you'll notice wherever you look, it's people having a good time. But this is clearly a party with a purpose, especially when it comes to the scores of young people who get the opportunity to entertain festival goers. Mkululi Mabija, who wrote Tsotsi the Musical, is also the co-founder of Amandla Danza Teatro, a company that gives young people from Kimberley a platform to develop their skills. Their hard work has paid off, he says. 2 years in a row, they've won Ovation Awards at the festival.
This is our fifth musical that we're doing. Each year we do a musical. And we put it up in Kimberley, in the community, in Galeshewe, where we're really trying to build a culture of theatre in Kimberley and really trying to make the parents understand that art is a discipline, and the kids being with us 5 to 6 days a week, we exhaust them. You know, they just come straight from school, they come to us after school, and they get home like at 6 o'clock. So their lives revolve around school and this academy that we run, BCNI.
For young musicians from the KZN Youth Orchestra, it's been an opportunity like no other.
Being my first time performing at the Arts Festival, it felt like a movie. Also to perform with the well-known and well-respected Andrew Young was a massive privilege.
I think the Arts Festival is a place where young people can go to get a taste of what the performing arts has to offer. And I think that it plays a big part in inspiring South Africa's youth to get involved in the performing arts.
This is the second year that the KZNYO has performed in the National Arts Festival, and it is an extremely amazing learning opportunity for us. Not only do we get to see what it is like to perform in a professional arts festival, but we also get to work with a professional crew who helps us with lighting and sound.
In art, as in life, it's not always easy living on the fringes. As a budding performer, you start out on the fringe program, often getting your first show at 9 or 10 p.m. with little production support, no makeup or wardrobe team, limited sound and lights, and a reminder to BOP, bring own props. Playwright Amy Jefter knows this all too well.
I'm used to making theater on the fringe, so I've had a long history with the National Arts Festival, coming here first as a student and then as an kind of indie theatre maker. And so now to be able to do this on the main stage, it just feels like a step up and like a privilege. You started on the fringe, you started by, you know, sweeping your own stage and giving out comps on the village green and, like, you know, not buying, you know, giving tickets away for free and losing all your money and being broke for the rest of the year because you spent all your money on making a show. Like, we all started there, and it's really inspiring that sense of what is it, like, hustle is just still in, you know, young people who come to this festival. Like, I can't tell you how many times things have ended up on stage that used to be part of my mother's, you know, ornaments and furniture, and everything just gets taken and becomes part of the stage. And I mean, that's the way we make theater in this country, which is very exciting, because to me, it's like slap and you make a plan. Like, that's really the mindset of theater makers in South Africa. You make a plan.
Best known for her writing on Ellen, the Ellen Bucky story, and her work on the new HBO series Trackers, coming soon to Mnet, Amy and director Juanita Adams bring their show All Who Pass to the Arts Fest. It's the story of a family who faced displacement from District 6, and then years later, restitution.
So where did you say you come from?
Oh, that's a big question.
Okay, right, where did you move from?
Well, I never park officially, and you?
Oh, Ethel. I grew up in Carrington Avenue. We were there for years.
That's a nice area, don't you, Mr. Thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I have good memories about Athlone, but I was the one who decided to come back.
Another performer who has worked her way up from the fringes to the main program is renowned classic ballerina Kitty Petla. She and acclaimed jazz musician Duduzo Makatini present a visual and audio feast in their show, Going Back to the Truth of Space. The Great Hall is transformed by dazzling lights, a shiny black grand piano, and a surprise spectacle of innovative indoor rain effects. We ask Kitty what it takes to go from sweeping your own stage on the fringes to commanding sold-out shows on center stage.
I think for young people now, I think the best thing to say to them is that, you know, dreaming is inevitable, you know, but the education, the know-how, the crafting is essential. So always going back to basics is essential. Don't get cluttered by passion.
The National Arts Festival is also a perfect training ground for comedians.
Like every city in South Africa has like its own time zone. Like Pretoria's 1976, you know, Durban's 1983, and Cape Town 1652.
Yeah. There is something magical about Grahamstown. Let's be honest about it. It's like that meal your mother makes. To everyone else, I'm sure it's not magical, but it'll bring back all these tastes that you've known from childhood.
That's Sivengesi, who's bringing scores of talent to this year's fest.
I owe this festival so much. I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for this festival. I wouldn't have learned the marketing, the hustle, the bustle if it wasn't for this festival.
On the streets, in bars and dining halls, spur-of-the-moment encounters with entertainers are commonplace, like bumping into comedian Nina Hasty while in the dinner line at the Long Table. She's in town as part of a three-woman show, alongside Claudine Ullman and Gilly Apter.
And we are the Thunderbirds.
Performing to diverse audiences at each show keeps each of these funny ladies on their toes.
We also not just offering straight stand-up comedy. We want to get the audience involved. We want to feel like they're at a party. I do characters. Nina does a character as well. And it's just about going, this is comedy as well. We want you to come and laugh and have a good time, and you're going to get straight stand-up, and you're going to, you know, so it's like, as you say, a multi-layered performance. It's not just one-dimensional.
In Grahamstown, the audiences change every day. You know, we're not used to, in Joburg, for example, having an older audience. You know, so here we're in a show where we, because we always think, you know, we think about race as South African comedians. Like, you know, we're going to have a very white audience or a very black audience or a very colored audience or an Indian audience. And that's how we think. And what's funny is we often forget age. So we're always, the thing that surprises us most is if we've got very, very young people in the audience or very, very old people in the audience.
Artists learn as they're watching things as well. So art is a shared experience. You're expressing the thing. I'm experiencing you express the thing. That is an experience for me. You giving me the thing is the experience for me. So when I'm on stage, I'm expressing you feeling it. And it's a tango. Art is a tango for me. So whenever I come to Fest, I always come back a better person, whether I've expressed or appreciated.
Using the festival to refine your craft. Fellow comics Robbie Collins and Lazola Gola echo the same sentiment. Fest is like boot camp. In their case, 8 straight days of performance boot camp.
I'm doing my show 8 times in less than 2 weeks, which means what I do is I record my show, I get to tweak. Even if it's tweaking one word or one sentence, it just makes the show funnier. Then the next time I listen to it, I'm like, oh, maybe I must just pause for half a second before I say that. Makes it even funnier. Man, you know, so I think in terms of your craft, it's a platform. Because once you leave after doing, you know, 8 to 10 shows, because you jump on other shows, you're doing 10 shows in a concentrated time, it'll definitely help your craft. It's like you're going to leave here cleaner, more clinical, more knowing what your show is about.
Yeah, I like what Lars saying, I think comedy is a lot of practice in the sense, it's like being fit as a sportsman. Grahamstown's almost become a comedy boot camp for us because we watch each other, we jump on each other's shows, and we also end up doing like, you know, being on stage maybe 30 times in 11 days because we're going to do a show now at 10:30. But it's not work, it's fun. It's simply just fun for us. And you learn, and the guys know each other from back home, whether Cape Town and Joburg comics know quite a bit about each other. I think even the industry is so small that we know everyone. Except Uppington.
Step your game up, Uppington.
It's obvious that the festival's vision to be 11 days of amazing does exactly that for artists and performers. But there's a sense amongst residents that that's where the magic ends, that more could and should be done to keep the amazing going throughout the year.
After 11 days, Grahamstown is totally, totally quiet. There's nothing happening. Wish it can be sustainable, you know, if we can have the monument, maybe on weekends, having shows, jazz shows, all the artists who are coming, you know, during festival, they can come now and then to entertain the people of Grahamstown. Because really, there's nothing happening after the 11 days.
It's a sentiment that Tony, Nobesutu, and the festival committee seem intent on changing.
We're finding ourselves partnering with the municipality in fixing potholes, you know, and partnering with the municipality to, like, make sure that the roads are painted properly, which is amazing, because that is what, as the festival, we should do, because we are part of the community of Makanda. We are not just 11 days of amazing. So as the festival, we have quite a number of projects, the Creative City project that we do during the year. And obviously we want to make sure that we have activations and more programs leading up to the festival and beyond festival. So this year we've also launched Makanda Biscope. So we have identified a space which is at Noluthando Hall where we'll be having a bioscope for young people. 5 o'clock they will be seeing movies suitable for young people, and then at 7 o'clock for adults. And we are going to continue that even beyond the festival.
This building that we're standing in right now is called the 1820 Settlers Monument. We're currently going through a process at the moment of thinking, well, actually, you know, that name is no longer okay. In South Africa in 2019, we want this building to play a different kind of role in our city. And we want it to play a more unifying role, not celebrate and commemorate just one group of people, but rather, while acknowledging their contribution, just expand it and say, you know what, the Eastern Cape is an interesting place. Everyone who's here now came from somewhere. They were the first people who were here first, but actually everyone else who came here, and they came from all sorts of backgrounds and parts of the country. So why not tell all of their stories? And why not make this building the home of all of those stories? So yes, let's tell the settler story, but let's also tell the Kriko story, and the Khoi story, and the Xhosa story, and tell the story of everyone who's come and made a contribution to where the province is today.
All the world is a stage, Shakespeare said. The African continent and the world have come to a stage called Makanda. And if your mom, dad, or uncle say you can't make a living from the arts, you can remind them that your dream, your story, is bigger than anyone could imagine.
To be honest, theater has been dying for as long as... The moment I discovered theater, people were telling me theater is a dying art, and it has yet to pass away. Like, this National Arts Festival has been going for years. There's always going to be something to say. There's always going to be people who need to say it. I think the arts and theater especially is so critical to the state of our nation and, you know, to the state of our continent, that we need you. So I would say, if there is that fire in your belly and you really feel like you have something to say, we need you to say it. Like, this festival needs you, and the country needs you.
We've got quite a number of productions that are coming from the continent. We've got this year Kudus Onikeku, who's coming from Nigeria, and I think Kudus sort of sums up what this festival means to the greater continent. He says, as an artist, he was born in Nigeria, and yet he feels his art is more respected in other countries, in Paris to be specific. And when he comes home in his own backyard, he feels his own people do not understand him. And what this festival means to the continent as a whole, it is a safe space. We are providing arts for all. We are a platform for all, and we are a family for all. And yeah, so that is what this festival means. When you come here, I think this is what he said to me when I met him 2 days ago. I went to his venue and he said, this is not the Nobesotho. I'm like, yes, welcome, my brother. And I could feel a sense of relief from him because he is home. When you come here at the festival, there is nothing that you will not get. From craft, music, dance, technology, you name it, it's all here in this 11 days of amazing hashtag Obumnand.
This episode of African Storyteller was brought to you by MultiChoice, proud partner of the National Arts Festival.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the African Storyteller Podcast. To listen to future episodes, check us out on SoundCloud, iono FM, and the MultiChoiceTalentFactory.com.